You need new drum heads?
Yeah, Bryce is bringing some when he comes for your wedding. Yeah. And so Bryce. He's going to put them on there.
He's going to tune up everything for us, too.
Or is he going to teach you how to tune them up?
I know how to tune them up.
Oh.
Which I have to do today.
How often do you have to do it?
More often than I have done it. But the snare sounded like dog crap today, so I have to get in there.
Is there a...
It's like ding, 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 ding. Like has a musical note to it.
Do you have like a... how do you tune it? By...
There's an app that he showed me where you can show you the frequency whenever you hit it.
Mm.
So you just have to match the frequency.
Yeah.
Match the freak.
You just have to match their freak and you're fine.
What's that?
That's old.
Oh, yeah.
Is it empty?
Yeah. See?
Empty. No, I just didn't want it to fall.
Is that a new shirt?
Here you go, big dog.
It's a beautiful shirt.
It's for months.
It's a beautiful shirt.
I wear it constantly.
It's an awesome shirt.
Beautiful shirt.
I got like an ingrown hair or something right here.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I get one there sometimes.
Oh, it hurts.
Ouch.
Ugh.
I got ingrown hairs all over my knees.
If I could take it from you, I would.
Mm.
I'd put it on me.
You would actually do that?
Mm-hmm. Gosh. When I first started golfing, I always knew when I had issues with my swing by what part of my body was sore.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Maybe like, I need to engage my neck less.
Less neck engagement, I think, could do you wonders. Yeah. I used to have like, I can't remember what it was, but there was one thing. And if it started being sore, I was like, I'm cooked. Oh, like my wrists. Like, if I would have too much wrist, like, I had a big problem where I would, like, swing the club with my wrist and make it so I'd, like, steepen my, or, like, lower my loft way too much. Mm. And I would just hit everything way up in the air and not very far. Remember when I used to do that?
You do that all the time.
Especially with my driver. And that always hurt my wrist. So I knew if my wrist was hurting, I started using my wrist too much.
That was fun, though. I haven't been golfing in probably 6 months.
I know,
yeah.
We never took the dads on our Father's Day present that we...
It's been really nice, though.
Said. It's been really nice, not...
What, no weather-wise, so, like, we could definitely go golfing.
Yeah, we should do that.
I don't know about... Actually, never mind.
Golfing?
Something just feels off with this Liquid Death.
It's not flavored or anything. It's just regular.
I've never had it before.
I think it's, like, not carbonated enough.
It's also from Ollie's.
Is it beautiful how much this matches?
Yeah.
Doesn't match.
Obviously, they have different purples, but it coordinates. Yeah, yeah. I did that on purpose. Parker, you're wearing your banana yellow Carhartt. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I was hoping it would make you bring me another banana soda.
I didn't. Sorry.
Did I even drink that on the episode that posted? No.
No, you didn't. I got Parker a...
Havana banana.
From
Fidel Castro.
Mm-hmm. From this little store in Fredericksburg. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yeah, long story short, Gavin did not go ski boarding. He went to San Antonio instead, and it sucked.
Weather was so bad.
And he loved it.
San Antonio is so stinky. Down by the Riverwalk.
Stink-Antonio.
It's cool, you know? There's so much history in so many different places. It's hard to see it all. But
turns out there's the same amount of history everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Everywhere's been around for the same amount of time.
It's just not as interesting as other places.
That's true. That's true.
Except
cities.
Yeah. What you mean like not that's actually not even true at all. That statement.
Yeah.
Nothing, everything's been there for as long as everything.
Nothing else has been created.
This studio,
about the molecules, Gavin.
This studio hasn't been here.
I'm talking about the location. This location has always been here. Just nothing's happened.
Just you were on the ground because you weren't up in the air.
This place up in the air has also been here. We just haven't had anything built here. We're just born until
this
we
used
put
to
some
just
walls
be the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put a barn in it.
Oh my god! I know.
And then they put our box.
Yeah. Actually, you're gonna start a Liquid Death Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call it the air conditioner.
Yeah.
The Red Bull towers are growing.
Yeah, you guys can't see mine.
Incredible proportions.
Parker's is on the ground.
I made myself shelves this week at work.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. They're not here. They're still at work.
Dang it, Parker.
I used some pallet wood. They're beautiful shelves.
Wow, you're really crafty.
Yeah. I didn't have anything to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had so much to do. I was painting all week.
Yeah, do you think I should paint them white? Or leave them nasty wood? I don't know. I was going to put something like here to put cards or something like that, or cans.
We have a lot of cards.
You can't really see my
Maybe paint
wall.
Them. Yeah. Oh, tell me about the card show.
We went to the sickest, most overpriced card show of all time. Gosh.
Sick as in we wanted to throw up. We went to Dallas for a bachelor party. That was going to be in the afternoon and then dinner in the evening. But beforehand, we drove to a card show. And I was super excited. First one I ever been to. Really have no idea how to evaluate cards other than ones I like.
It's pretty easy.
I mean, I know how to look them up and stuff.
2 weeks ago, I didn't know how to do it.
But, you know, I am not really ever going to be able to get into the card game of buying and selling. I think really? For making profit, it's just more fun.
More of a game for you than a...
Yeah, than a lifestyle.
A lifestyle, yeah.
It's fun, though, when I find... Because Justin Herbert, Bo Nix, Oregon Duck quarterbacks...
That's all I look for.
It's they're also, like, pretty easy to find Justin Herbert rookie cards because he was a rookie just 4 or 5 years ago now. And then Bo Nix just started last year because 2020 was his first season in the NFL.
True.
And so his cards are pretty easy to find, and you can still get them in good packs. Like, they're still old. They were selling 2020 packs NFL season. And then all the rookie cards for Bo Nix are super fresh and not very expensive for the most part because it's all rookie cards and they don't know how well he'll do going on. So I want to collect as many Bo Nix cards as I can and, like, get some PSA 10s. And, like, I just got a Justin Herbert card yesterday. That's the SGC 10. I can't remember the other. I can't remember the brand it is. I don't think it's Select or whatever.
Yeah. Well, Bo Nix's stuff was really cheap, like in the back before the year started, because everyone thought he was going to suck. And then he actually did really good. So now his stuff's expensive compared to. He's like one of the most expensive rookie cards this year.
And they doubted him. And we went on record saying that he's going to be the best.
Yeah, I guess I. They did have, I had four that I found that I really wanted, and me and Christian went to look at them, but the guy wanted $125 for one of his cards that was going for like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the markups were like 700%.
Insane, which nobody buys that.
Hilarious.
Like, nobody was buying stuff.
Of course, yeah.
Like, this is a cool card. I would like to have it, but it's worth $20, and you want me to pay you $125.
Yeah. Because
it's all right.
But it's fun. It's a cool experience. I'm excited. I would like to go to bigger card shows.
I helped Jeremiah like negotiate for a couple of packs. He got like $10 off.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's so funny.
And then he had like $10 left. And I was like, you know what you can do with that? You can buy a $20 pack. Like,
yes.
I don't know if he did. I don't know what he did with the rest of it.
Yeah, we opened like four packs.
Yeah.
Four boxes or three boxes in a pack.
Oh, yeah. You went. It was fun.
He was out of money. He had already bought his stuff. And there's this guy who had a wheel that you could spin, like pay to spin and win different like random packs.
Oh,
pay
cool.
to spin and win.
And he was like, oh yeah, you know, it'd be pretty cool, Gavin, if we could get pay the $50 spin for one of those big boxes. And, you know, I could make like $90 off of it. And like, I bet Uncle Nate would buy it from me. I was like, I know you don't have any money. You want me to buy this for you? It's like
that's a good idea. The wheel spin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little spin ski.
But it was like for baseball, football, or basketball. And so I didn't really want to do it and get some baseball cards.
Pass. No, I only care about football. I don't watch basketball or baseball enough.
Yeah.
What was your guys' steakhouse experience? I was kind of on a different side.
Oh, you guys.
It sounded like you guys were just slinging it.
Yeah,
because the waiter said we ate the most he's ever seen. I didn't really believe him because I don't think I ate that much.
You didn't, bro. We were.
I
going
mean, I ate quite a bit, but I'm like, there's definitely people who have been here who could have eaten way more than
Bro, Peter ate more than anybody. Neil ate a ton.
I was right there with him.
Greg.
Oh, Bryson went crazy.
Was that maybe Andrew. I ate a ton then?
Bro,
I
Peter ate as much as them. Wait, what do you mean? I think most people would take like one time around and then be like, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I took.
I don't know. I think what people know, and it's unlimited.
Bryson ate a ton.
Andrew ate a lot.
Yeah, he Andrew said he went never hard, gets, actually. Andrew went crazy.
They never eat meat at home because Heather's vegan.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we actually talked about that once.
I think I knew that because our cookies are vegan, but they're good.
Yeah.
Great cookies.
They just don't. He said it used to be just like maybe once a month they would eat meat. And Samuel says it might be now like once or maybe twice a week they'll get something. But yeah, it's mostly.
Oh, man.
Their protein and stuff is from other. They eat super healthy.
That's cool, though. And now they know how to get protein from other things than meat. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. Because I asked him about the fast.
I don't want to either.
Like doing the Daniel fast. Sam was like, yeah, not a lot changed, but we definitely like changed some stuff. But
that's hilarious.
You're already not eating any protein.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was my first Brazilian steakhouse experience. What was it? How does that rank next to others?
I haven't been to Fogo de Chão in a long time. I think Fogo was a little bit fancier.
Okay.
Texas Day Brazil was less fancy than all the other ones I've been to. And then this one.
Right in the middle?
Like right in the middle.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It was pretty nice. It's fun when you're going in. I guess we were doing a bunch of other stuff during the day and so far out of town.
I eaten that Topgolf burger.
Yeah.
I would have had so much more room, but then I also would have been starving through Topgolf.
That's true. It would have been miserable. For the rest of the day until you got to dinner. Mm-hmm. And probably would have eaten too much then. And I feel great today. I felt great wonderful. This morning. Felt fine last night.
Well, all the food was dang healthy.
I felt fine on the way home, too.
It's not like you're loading up at like a buffet with a bunch of fried chicken.
Yeah. I know, but just meat sweats. It'll hit you if you eat too much. I didn't overeat.
Shoot, yeah, it was good stuff.
Everybody took a bathroom break, though. That was hilarious.
It was a long drive home, too.
Yeah, it was dang. Yeah.
Two and a half hours.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad at all. That's what's nice about eating meat. It doesn't make you feel like trash, really.
Yeah.
I could probably eat ground beef every day for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
With some avocado, it's always good.
Oh, okay.
Hannah does these, I don't do anything. Hannah makes them.
Oh.
Gavin doesn't do squats.
I don't do anything. She'll do,
makes his woman do everything. How it should be.
These burritos.
Just kidding.
They're raw tortillas, so she'll cook them on the stove, and then it's just,
Kirsten's just thinking about meat over there, eating his mic.
You never had raw tortillas?
Like a tortilla? What do you mean?
Yeah, but they're, the ones you, like, most pre-cooked. Of them that you get are, the store pre-cooked and you just like you can heat them up and stuff, but these ones are like raw. You have to cook them on the stove. They're dough.
Oh, it's like dough.
Uh-huh.
Bread dough, we call that.
Yeah.
What is tortilla dough?
They're super good.
They're called raw tortillas sometimes, actually. You might
Raw is usually like raw.
Raw tortillas.
When you dress up as a scary tortilla from Hawaii.
But it just make like basically soft tacos. And just all the fixings, avocado, salsa.
Yeah, my favorite meal has probably been rice. Just like make some beef with taco seasoning and then throw it all in a bowl and eat it.
Oh, you're a bowl guy?
With other stuff. Yeah, dude.
Mm, I love burritos. I always get the burrito there. I've never had a bowl. Why don't you want a... they're so good. They're so soft. They're burritos. The tortilla is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then when you get to the end and it's like a good piece of
meat. It's just kind of hard to eat sometimes.
Avocado. Oh,
what
okay.
If you get
tiny
down to,
mouth,
what if you
Parker?
Get down to the end and it's bad?
What do you mean? What's bad on the end?
What if you get a weird piece of meat?
You get a piece of meat, there's
or it's
rice
all
down there.
Tomatoes.
Either way, you're getting that and a bunch of tortilla. Parker's crying about. What if I get too much tomato?
I got a burrito the very first time I went to Chipotle and I've gotten a bowl ever since.
Seriously?
Yep. Once you go bowl, you never go back.
We'll see. I'll try it sometime. You guys ever get bit by fire ants?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a massive one on the back of my leg. Huge old welt, and it itches like crazy. And I itched it, and it looked like there was something inside of it, like the ant stabbed me with something. Hmm. Maybe an infection.
Yeah. That'll happen with fire ants, I think.
Yeah.
I got a question for you guys. This came from a listener. It was a comment on our last episode. But do you guys have any wedgie stories? A time when you have received or given?
A wedgie story?
I don't
story?
Really know where that came from. but the commenter was dying to hear about our wedgie stories. It was hidden. Like I saw that there was a comment in our YouTube studio app, and then I couldn't see it there. I went to my YouTube, couldn't see it. I had to switch the Gas Boys, like clicked on it on the video. It was still hidden. I had to click through a couple things and then it showed it.
Oh, dang. They're hiding like, wedgies.
Yeah. Maybe it violates their community standards or something.
Yeah, interesting.
I don't think I've ever gotten a wedgie. I think I may, maybe Parker's
We've
like
given
getting
each other wedgies before.
Yeah, like if we're fighting and I just like.
I have a wedgie. Of that, I think.
Yeah.
The elastic tearing.
Just ruining his underwear. Just rip it all the way up. You ever
get
a wedgie?
That bad? It's tough to hear. No.
You probably gave yourself wedgies.
No, I never really.
It's you versus Jeremiah. You ever do that to Jeremiah?
No.
Dang.
No, I never. That just never really came to mind.
Like, really?
Yeah, we'd fight a lot, but and like hit each other and stuff, but. Once it came to grabbing each other's undergarments or whatever.
We would not grab each other's arguments ever.
Yeah.
Huh. I never did, went for the front wedgie.
Oh, no.
That's too far.
The Fredgie.
No Fredgies, only wedgies.
Though W in wedgies doesn't stand for back.
Yeah, it does.
I was thinking about this recently with all the stuff going on in Ukraine.
Oh my goodness.
And whatnot.
Ukraine right now.
Ukraine. And Trump just talking about Russia. If there was, I don't want there to be another war.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't want.
Hey, listen, all right.
Applause for this Gavin. Is not advocating.
We got that out of the way.
I'm not advocating for World War III. If it did happen though.
I thought, you know, for a second, I thought he was going to.
I know.
Have you guys thought, ever, like, really thought about it?
Oh,
because yeah. We talk about, like, oh, I would enlist, I'd join, like, the Air Force, or maybe you join a different branch, but would you guys, have you ever truly, like, thought about it for multiple days on end, and
not
if you really
days
would?
On end.
That's a crazy amount of time to think about anything.
I don't That's thought about crazy, much stuff for multiple
anything,
days on end.
Anything for multiple days on end.
Really?
Yeah, too distracted.
No.
I'll see, like, you know, whatever, Chipotle or whatever, and it's like, oh.
Forgotten.
Yeah.
Would
all
you
my,
do it?
All my troubles have
literally.
Left.
What I list, let me think. It depends on a few factors.
Depends on the scenario.
Depends on the scenario. If it was
depends
something that was threatening our... if it was threatening the homeland,
mm-hmm.
There's people coming, bro.
Then there's no doubt. You
then
gotta.
I'm getting after it. It's crazy. I mean, of course. If it was something that I didn't really believe in, I feel like it would be hard to try and convince myself to die for it.
Yeah.
Because when you go to war, I feel like you have to be like...
Ready to
I'm
die.
Already dead. Like, we're dying. And that's
and
part of
and
it.
And I'm lucky if I don't
it's
die.
It's a sacrifice.
Yeah, and it's a sacrifice. And if it's something you're willing to sacrifice for, then you can be in the right mindset, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. to actually yeah. be effective. But if it's something where you're going there and you hate being there and you don't believe why you're there, then you're just going to be hate it and you're going to the people around you are going to hate you because
yeah, like this guy sucks. He doesn't even love Ukraine.
Literally doesn't even love Ukraine. Yeah. But yeah, dude, if it was something on our turf or threatening our turf,
threatening like
or what if it was they... like a group of people that I really believed were like enemies of the dang. Kingdom of God,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I would get after it. But if it was just like, oh no, these people hate each other, let's go fight for these people. Yeah.
If I mean, I'm saying like,
I'm
even if
that.
It were
I'm doing all that.
Even if it were the right cause and you believe like, yes, this is worth fighting
what
for
if?
Because we're under attack, so we're going to war. Like, because I think about now, like being married. If I was single, different story. But
different story.
Being married and also like knowing why we're in Texas and, you know, building the church and reaching people and thinking, oh, should I abandon this now and abandon all these things that I'm supposed to be doing here to go to whatever war for however
like
long.
War or whatever they call it
yeah
war or whatever
because there's lots of people doing that is it my
doing that shiz
is it my job now to leave like if imagine if because I
you
imagine
said a lot of things in the last few seconds, and I have no idea if any of them were a complete thought.
Well, okay.
I'm not tracking is what I'm
saying.
He's
like, it's like he's backing out of a tight parking space. And he's like, trying to hit the side. He's just lining up for the perfect way out.
Okay. This is because I was thinking about it this week specifically, and I think about it a lot.
13th point of the turn, and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
I think about it because there are all these guys young guys at our church. Parker, you keep interrupting me, so obviously it's not going to make any sense.
I'll try to finish your sentence. Tell me that doesn't make sense.
Okay, finish my thought.
Oh.
Start it.
I did. You said I just changed it up like 17 times.
There's a lot of young guys at our church. Do I think they could defend us?
No.
No, I'm saying if all of them military age 18 to like 25, all of them, I think it would be in the conversation for them to say, oh, I would enlist and join the military. If all of them just all of a sudden left, all these.
Oh, you do not want to be that guy, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. What? Like what?
You don't want to be the guy to all your people your age leave to go to war and you stick around for whatever the reason. I feel like that would be the worst. I can.
Yeah, but then what? We're just gonna abandon everybody. Well, everybody's gonna leave their wives.
Bro, I would rather have dang you on the front line than taking care of my wife.
Someone's gonna take care of everyone's wives.
Are you kidding me? No, but I'm saying I don't feel like you want to be that guy to be the one. Like that would just be torture.
All my boys are out there fighting,
and I'm sitting here eating Chili's 5 for 5 or whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh!
You know what? Don't say it.
I'm preserving their lineage.
My gosh, Parker. No, but I'm saying I don't know if I would leave Hannah to.
What happens when all the men leave? And then Genghis Khan comes in because there's no men left.
Dang it. Well, but there's a bunch of old men around still, like men that are 30 and above. They're still capable that wouldn't enlist probably.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, probably more.
Or would it be more reasonable or for the older people to go and join while all the younger.
I don't think that's reasonable.
Let's
send a bunch of grandpas out there.
I think that it would be most reasonable for the people that are in like the physical peak of their life. Like a 25-year-old man is like physical peak of his life.
Yeah.
It would make the most sense for him to go.
They have the most energy.
All of the guys we'll send. Right, exactly. We'll send them out there. But those are the ones that are like the most mentally acute or whatever. Is that the right word?
I don't know. What does that mean?
They're the cutest mentally. They're like physically the best shape they'll ever be. It wouldn't make sense to have those guys stick around and dang work at wherever they're working at. Because that is definitely something that's important to have. But I think that would be make the most sense for people that are past their prime. And
what was it? World War II, when all these men were drafted, sent off to war. And then the women were working in the factories to build all these war machines to send and munition factories built in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And everything sent.
That's when that
overseas.
Fire happened in the.
And it was like dishonorable. Yep. Like if you were a military aged man just walking around, you would get looks of like disgust from
probably
other people.
Flat feet.
Because they think of their son that's your age and that's out there on the front line and they see you who they perceive as someone that's just as able and you're sticking around. They're like, my son is risking his life and there's this guy that thinks he doesn't abide by the same rules. So even if you're doing it for the right reasons, it would still suck because everyone hates you.
Yeah, I don't know if there would be as many people that would enlist as I maybe think would.
That's true, a bunch of losers.
Because it's a lot easier to talk about it than... I remember my dad talking about when he was when he turned 18 or something. I don't remember if it was just like Cold War. He was thinking about it.
Like 60s.
Because you have to sign up for
Korean War, when was that?
I don't know. Look, pull up like possible.
That
like,
was a long time ago because that was something that dang that what's his name? Korean War was early 1900s.
Oh dang, I'm so close.
Maybe
Ernest Hemingway wrote about the Korean War. That's what his big book was about that I haven't read yet. I forgot what it was called.
But like his thought or his worry, because when you turn 18, you have to, and your guy, you have to sign up for
the draft.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. I did it.
It's what's it called?
I got you guys.
It's called
selective service.
Yeah, you have to sign up for selective service. So if there were a war where they had to implement the draft because they didn't have enough troops, then where do they, when they start the draft, selective service, do they start with people that are, because it goes like 18 to 25. Is it starts at 25 or it starts at 18? I was literally talking to them.
You asked your question and it sounded like you stopped asking the question, but then you clarified as I was just trying to answer. I don't know. I saw that they did a draft lottery for Vietnam. I don't know how that works. It's just your birthday comes up.
And like, it's like on the TV. And they're like, September 6th, you've been selected. And it's like, oh, well.
Whenever the draft day was, imagine that's your birthday. And then they pick that date.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, that'd be devastating. That'd be intense, bro.
Worst birthday ever. Yeah. Imagine the whole country's looking at just watching the telly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, great heavens.
Oh, great heavens.
Because there were
June 23rd.
There were guys that on my baseball team, his dad served in the army, and his dad, so his, and then his grandpa also did. His grandpa was there during when the draft happened, and they had people that would like dig holes, put their leg in it, and have someone like hit them to break their legs so they couldn't be. But if
draft dodgers, we call them.
Yeah, but if you got found out that you did that, you would go to jail or you would go to prison.
I heard that the people without good arches in their feet also they couldn't be chosen.
Really?
Yeah, because they can't run very well.
With flat feet. Arch. Arch is huge on my
feet. Oh, you're cooked. You're going arched first. Up.
Dang it.
Do you think if there was invaders threatening Canada, you would care?
What do you have mean? It, who's invading Canada? Probably.
I don't know.
Because that's like
they're right next to us.
Yeah. The only reason, not because I care about Canada, but because now there's just people right across the street.
We could make a line encompassing the very populated areas of Canada. So that's the U.S. now. The rest, you gotta just
The thing with
deal
Canada
with it.
Is so much of Canada is
tundra.
Yeah, people don't want to live up
there. It's the Russia of North America. That's what they're saying.
Wow.
And so it would be really hard for someone to invade Canada and really take over.
I could do it.
But there would definitely be, the U.S. would definitely get involved because we have Alaska up there.
Yeah, I know, but would you care is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Would you care, though? If there was no consequence for us?
Yes. Why would I not?
If there was no consequence for us?
You would care regardless of any country getting invaded.
I guess that's
not
true.
Really. It depends maybe on not who emotionally. The invader is. Every country's been invaded. If they were invaded by dang Genghis Khan and they were killing everybody, then it'd be like, oh, yeah, that sucks.
But now
but if it was just this is our country now, I'd be like, oh, I guess.
Well, the same thing would happen with Canada. I mean, if they're getting invaded and somebody's taking it over, like, they're going to fight back. And so there's going to be a lot of people
what
dead.
What do they have? They have a military?
Look up how big Canada's military is. Because I know that U.S.
I just Googled it. It says it's really big.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
How big is Canada's army?
What did you just Google? It's really not in your recent searches at all.
No,
they have 30,000 members.
Their primary reserve.
A reserve. That's not even active military.
No, 71,000 regular force members. What does that mean?
So 71,000 active, 30,000 reserve, and 5,200 ranger patrol members.
So they have a little over 100,000
what
troops.
Which is tiny. But is Canada that desirable? Because it is pretty.
There's not a lot up there.
Like, yeah, there's not.
It's like the remnants of the top of the U.S.
Yeah. I got to get up there sometime, probably.
It's beautiful.
Really? We could go. Yeah, we should go sometime up to
I would assume I haven't
Alberta.
But it's just like the best parts of Oregon is like the mountains and rivers and the tundra. And that's all Canada is.
Oh, you know, we got to do. Before playoffs start, we've got to go to a Stars game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple more Saturday games left.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was their, that's where they played, or what was that, their practice facility that we were at?
Mm-hmm. Front offices.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right by those, yeah. We were over there.
What was that place called? The something center, whatever, not important. So what's the consensus? We I would enlist if it was someone impeding on our homeland.
And or Canada.
And or Canada.
Or Mexico.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. If it was in North America, the continent.
Yeah, it really depends, I guess.
And if it was, like I said, if it was like a horrible atrocity, the evilest of evil, and and America was involved, and it was like a reason that you could get behind, we would probably, I would have to get over there.
Like every
I would have to get over there and just shut it down. All right, guys, fun's over. Step in. The gas boys are here.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe if I was...
You think about it pretty often? Because it sounds like you do with how often we talk about
it. You bring it up a lot.
Yes, I do think about it.
Bring it up constantly.
I think I would have a kid beforehand.
Yeah.
You know
to
what
carry
saying?
On the family.
I hope
to leave your wife a child to take care of while she's worrying about
it. Yeah, bro, I got dang life insurance. She could take care of nine kids.
A buddy.
She's getting $20 million.
Yeah, same. I don't know. It would depend on... But I was thinking about if it, like 9/11 happened and I was younger, or
it did
if I
happen.
Was,
oh
no, when 9/11 happened, if I was around 18 or
Could
20,
you imagine if 9/11 happened,
or if that happened right now, then that would probably have been something that would have really made me consider.
You know what, guys, it's time.
It's starting to seem like there's less. Whenever 9/11 rolls around, it's less people like
people think it's
people
like
people post about it as like funny and less like I see less remembrance posts than I do, like.
People making a joke.
Yeah.
Which is so sick.
Makes me sick.
On 9/11, people post jokes about it?
I feel like I see stuff like that more often. Than
Your algorithm is cursed, Parker.
Yeah,
Parker.
Maybe it's because I'm
You're 9/11 researching
tragedy jokes.
Yeah. This week I was listening to or saw this reel on a podcast clip called The Unfiltered Truth.
So much.
This guy was talking about his... Some story. Anyways, I thought it was interesting, so I listened to listened to the newest episode, and as I'm listening, these guys are talking about this city that they grew up in and talking about how it's kind of like a cult town because if you grow up there, you don't really leave there for the most part, and they were calling it White Oak, and then they were talking more and more, and then they mentioned East Texas. And I was like,
what do you mean they called it White Oak?
Because they're like, oh, you know, White Oak. They didn't really call it. They didn't say the city of White Oak or anything. They were just calling it
the city of Longview.
I know, but the way they were describing it just made it seem like
it was like a hypothetical name. Yeah, like a real out. Name.
But then they mentioned
imaginary.
Then they mentioned Longview.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought, what the heck? So turns out these guys, I don't know. Where they record or stuff, they have a pretty legit setup and they've got about 13,000 followers on Instagram and quite a few subscribers on YouTube.
Who are they?
But one of the guys that they were interviewing, I don't know what their names are. It's called The Unfiltered Truth. But their theological, like religious spiritual podcast is what it's categorized under. But they just interview these different guys, talk about their testimonies, talk about, it looks like maybe it started out kind of like a Bible study podcast, but they've been doing it for like 4 years. And they're interviewing this guy and he's talking about, when he was younger growing up and kind of his testimony. And he mentioned Big Daddy Stereo.
What the heck?
And then he mentioned Robbie, which is Parker's boss, and how he used to work for him and knows him and all this stuff. And so, which was just, no, unfiltered truth.
That's what I said.
That's wild.
But yeah, it was just so crazy because Hannah had this interview for working for Robbie. They were looking for a personal assistant for Robbie and his wife, Lauren.
Yep.
And they had never heard about this podcast. Didn't even know. Like, it's a decent-sized podcast to have not heard about it when it's this close to us. And so... Yeah, I listened to it. It was really good. I've only listened to one episode, but I just thought it was so crazy because I'd never heard about it before. Hannah was getting interviewed by them.
What?
Hannah was doing a job interview to be a personal assistant.
Oh, with Big Daddy?
Robbie and Lauren.
Oh, I thought Hannah was being interviewed by the Unfiltered podcast.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh my gosh.
But it was just funny because I happened to listen to it that week and
but you have all no those idea connections. Where...
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. That's crazy.
Anything else really about it, but it was just crazy because
we should hunt him down. Huh?
I know. How fast can I get
there? The unfiltered truth.
Is this her?
No.
Is it a woman?
No.
Well, this is literally the name of the podcast that you said, so.
Maybe it's the unfiltered podcast.
Look it up on Instagram.
He did, and there was nothing.
Okay, look up Gavin and then go to the people I follow.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that?
Follow Wink.
No, the uncomfortable truth. Oops.
Oh my god.
I literally had it written down wrong.
These guys. Oh, I love these guys.
You follow them?
Never heard of them.
Never seen them.
That's Hallsville, I think.
That's a Hallsville hat.
Yeah, because they also mentioned Hallsville, which made me.
What the heck?
I wrote down and understand. But that top guy, it
was. Football with Ryan Thomason from Dixon, Oklahoma. He called me one morning and said, what are you doing, bud? I was like, I'm over here at my daddy's house. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what are you doing calling me at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm on my off week, man. I'm trying to get, you know, get some rest. And he said, man, I had a bad dream about you last night. He said, I was dreaming that me and you and Summer were standing at this big black hole and you slipped and fell in it and grabbed the edge of it. And you reached up to grab your wife's hand and asked for help. And she looked at you and she turned around and walked off and you fell and disappeared.
Mm, wow.
And
what a vivid dream.
Yeah, so I was like, wow, man, this is a crazy dream.
Yeah.
Thanks for hitting me with this.
That was a week before.
That was a couple weeks before.
Okay. Before what?
And he said, Shelby, I don't know what's going on in your life, dude. He's like, you want to tell me? And I said, well, yeah, here in a few hours, I'm going to file for a divorce. He's like, you might not want to do that. Mm. So Ryan has been a God-fearing man as long as I can remember. When I was in school and we were doing football and all that, when we partied, he'd stay back. He never did it. So I had enough respect for him because we've been friends a long time, but I remember his faith when we were in school. So I kind of put two together and I was like, okay, I get what you're trying to tell me, God. A friend of mine that I played college football with,
Ryan Thomas. What would that mean? He shouldn't file for divorce?
Well, I don't know. I didn't listen to that episode. That wasn't the most recent one.
Is this the interviewer? I believe that. Who's the host? Is he a guest?
He's a guest. Oh. It's that guy in the Hallsville hat and the other guy he was talking to.
This guy?
In that reel. Nope. I mean, maybe. Him. And that guy, I believe, both host the podcast.
That's cool. Right here.
Yeah.
In our own backyard.
But I pulled up their YouTube. They've been doing their YouTube. Whoa, look. They're at 23,000 followers. They were at 13,000.
Yeah, but one reel blows up and you got dang
a million
followers.
Yeah, they had 3,000 subscribers.
Let's see.
There it is. 1 million.
A million viewers.
Nice.
But yeah, you liked him and followed him from that.
Yeah. And they have videos. I went all the way to the bottom that have like most for. A long, long time. There was like 4 views on most of them.
All it takes is one.
All it takes is one.
Like, and see, look at these. Look over. At all these. Even this, like 10. They just started like blowing up. 49.23.
Okay, somebody come in here and blow us up.
So I don't know if they started.
This looks like pro presenter. Like,
yeah,
worship backgrounds,
but like all 4 of those guys, I think, were maybe the hosts. And now it's, I don't know if it's a discussion because some of the guys are on there sharing their testimonies. I think that's maybe mainly what they do now. From the last look of the description of the last couple episodes,
we should make a reel of us reacting to reels for the podcast and then make a reel of us reacting to that reel,
yeah,
and then do that a couple more times, a couple more layers of that. I think that'll do it.
What?
No, I agree.
Inception.
Like a video of me watching.
Well, I don't think maybe you won't be in it, but.
Oh,
kind of like that idea.
In my hand?
Well.
We'll make a video of your hand, is what I'm getting at.
Interesting.
Yeah, we haven't posted in a little while.
Yeah.
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 We kind of do that sometimes.
We fall off.
You used to. Oh my gosh. Shall we? Have we lost it?
Dang it.
We've lost the posting thing.
I'm just, yeah.
I have, you know, more like short form video ideas sometimes.
Let's do short form podcasts, Gavin.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, doesn't like it. Never tried it, but he doesn't
never
like
tried it. Doing like funny videos sometimes, but it's just the execution of doing it. You think that's like a yo-yo? Are you good at yo-yoing?
Gavin, what kind of question is that?
You're bad.
Everybody's
at it,
good at yo-yoing.
Did you guys, my phone updated recently. I have automatic updates on. Parker's been doing it for a while.
Because oh, yeah.
He likes the beta version. He likes to try it before everybody else.
If you have automatic updates, that should not give you the beta.
You got the beta. I didn't get the beta.
Right.
But you got the one that's... I know, but you updated it when it was available.
It's now out of beta now?
Yes. And there's a new Siri.
I always knew they would.
New Siri has voice inflections and tries to read a sentence and with like an exclamation mark.
Like a human?
And it's terrible. I hate it.
I haven't heard her yet. I don't interact enough.
No, she reads it into my AirPods. Like I have my AirPods in at work and she'll read my text message to me.
Oh, I don't like that. I got that turned off somehow. I don't know how I did it, but I got it turned off.
No, I had it turned off. I turned it back on because sometimes I got stuff in my hands. And it's just like, oh, you got a text.
You're like turd pipes.
Okay,
turds.
Please. Yeah. Read what? It to me. I got plumbing stuff in my hand and I don't want to pull up my phone. But no, do not like it. So I'm going to get that shut off this week. And also it tries to shorten and take a long text and give you like a brief description
that.
Of
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's inaccurate. It's, but sometimes it's
kind of fun. And she'll start cussing in it. Hannah called you a beep.
What? She didn't say that. Maybe she did. That sounds like her.
Yeah, that's classic Hannah. Not really, you guys.
You don't like the synopsis? If it's like a big group thread and then you just see like...
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's a little bing, a little bong.
It's not that hard to read it anyway, so I just read it. Pretty good
reading.
Yeah,
but you can know what you're about to read before you read it.
Why would I want to do that? Because it could be totally wrong.
But then if it's wrong, it's like you get a fun little laugh out of it. Like, it doesn't even know. Has no idea.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the text summaries off. And I wish she would just talk like she used to. She's trying to be a real person, and I don't like it.
Mm.
So, sorry, Siri. You're done.
You say sweetie? Yeah, I call her sweetie, too.
I said Siri.
Yeah, I don't call her sweetie.
Also went to a really sad place this week. I thought
mentally
it would
or
be fun.
Huh? Mentally?
Mentally and literally. Went to the dog shelter. Hope's looking at getting a dog. And she wants a black retriever mix, something like that.
I really don't understand how that's a sad place. It's
well,
a fun place
when you
go.
Yeah, well, when you go there, it is fun when you're looking at puppies and all these dogs that are in there. But they get so many rescues because they're all rescues. That ones that don't get adopted get put down after a certain amount of time.
I don't believe that.
I don't think that's true.
What do they do with all the stray dogs?
Send them away, man.
Send them away where?
I don't know, a farm.
Yeah, to be put down.
No, because I was in there when I was looking for a dog, like 6 months apart, and most of the dogs were new, like they had sold most of them, but there was like a couple that were like still in there for the same amount of time.
6 months?
Yeah.
Dang.
I don't know.
They're just hanging out, having
doing
a good
some
time.
Crazy time.
Well, they have like they yard time. They go out and they play with their other dogs, and they have like, you know,
they get jacked.
Meal. They can lift weights and do bench press and stuff. They have wife beaters on. It's not that bad.
Mostly,
it's better than
mostly pit bulls.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
No,
they keep them there for a while.
There's some cute puppies. There's this dog though.
Get visitation, obviously.
His name was Jerry.
Uh huh.
He had a good description. I thought, oh, I would love this dog. He was 4 years old, so he was kind of an old dog. Looked exactly like Scout. And behaved just like Scout when we first saw him. And I really wanted Hope to get him. And I was really trying to talk her into it.
Why don't you get him?
Yeah. I don't have time for a dog.
Oh.
It would just be sad.
How are you going to have time for a human?
That's totally different.
Time is the same.
I don't want to make time for a dog.
Oh, there you go.
And have to be like,
I
got to run home. Because I don't love a dog like I would love a human.
Got to go run home and water the kid.
Yeah. I gotta let the kid out. Yeah. Let him go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Get them out of his cage.
Go take it on a walk. No. Because
No, I'm not gonna do that with a freaking kid dog.
I don't want a dog that I try to make my kid. I hate when people say that.
What just happened? What did you say?
I don't want a dog that I make my kid. Be like, oh, this dog is my kid.
This is my baby.
Just as important as a child. No.
Yeah, that's what's nice about a cat is that I have no emotional connection to him whatsoever.
Yeah, because you don't like him.
No, I actually really like him. He's a fun cat, but it's not like...
He's a cool guy.
But he stinks up your house and cool it smells like poop.
Yeah, does my house smell bad?
When he lets him fly.
Oh, yeah.
When he poops or farts. He's
farting and pooping.
It just smells terrible.
I do not remember the litter box smelling like that when we had cats.
Well, the cat's litter box was in the garage.
That makes sense.
And also, the cats didn't really use the litter box. They went outside.
Dang, that all adds up, I think.
Yeah. Stinky.
He's cool, but he's not like a...
He's like high maintenance. Cool. He's like such a cool cat. Do you love Clementine still? Your cat?
Yeah, same thing. You know, chill, whatever. Hey, Clementine.
She's chill.
We'll dap up or whatever.
I got home last night from dropping you guys off at your cars. Mm-hmm. I got in bed. Boom. Claws on my feet. And I kicked him off. And I was like, oh, I wanted to cuss at him so bad. I didn't.
Yeah. I want to cuss at you right now, Ranger.
I wanted to. Yeah. If Mariah wasn't fast asleep, I would have screamed.
You like to scream at your cat?
No, Gavin. I don't. It was for a hilarious joke.
Yeah, but the cat thought it was funny.
He doesn't speak English.
Yeah, I don't.
He does get in the sink, though. That's funny.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Gets in your bathroom sink.
Yeah, after I shower, too, he jumps in the tub.
Yeah, bro, Clementine does that.
What the heck? Why? I always thought cats hated water.
It's water. Yeah, they don't like swimming, but it's just dang something new.
I'll turn the water on him, and he loves it.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Man. Is Ranger getting bigger?
Barely. Very, very small still.
Yeah, bro. I thought cats grew way faster. It takes forever.
Yeah, it does.
And it's not as fun when they're just like kittens. Like Paisley's a whole animal.
Mm-hmm.
She's fat and big and takes up space and has an attitude and stuff. Clementine is just like a little,
little freak.
Little freak running around, not fully grown, skinny, loud. So I'm excited for when she's actually big and
older and just like chill.
Yeah. Clementine's kind of chill sometimes, but not like in the morning time. She's the worst. But I don't think.
As soon as I open the door, or sometimes we'll sleep with the door open so he can come in and out. But he just is like walking all over me. I trip over him, kick him across the room.
Yeah.
He gets in the bathroom. I have to pick him up, throw him out. Because there was a couple times where I'd be peeing and he jumps up in between my legs and like is looking over.
Oh, no.
No, you cannot do that. And I'm midstream and I'm trying to get him out so I don't pee on him.
Pee on him once, he never does it again.
No, he would do it again.
He would love it.
Freak you out, Ranger.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, no cat. No dog. I would have loved to get Jerry.
No, cats are actually fine. I wish it wasn't inhumane to declaw them.
Yeah.
Claws are annoying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say it's really inhumane.
Annoying as.
They says it. Those people that say it's inhumane, they say.
There's a lot more lesbians than there used to be.
What do you think?
Yeah, with them all. Did you notice that?
Yeah, the wall is full of lesbians, but that's all right. We had Bryson hanging out, and we ended up actually... This is actually a great thing.
Here's a good story.
You guys go with your friends and do this. Listen to what I'm about to say. We went to the Galleria in Dallas, which is a massive mall, dude. It's huge.
Four stories.
Four stories. In the middle of it is a big skating rink, so we all met on the fourth story above the skating rink, and there was about 10 of us in total, and we played a big game of hide-and-seek. We're at a bachelor party. We went golfing, and then we were going to dinner. In between the two, that we had like 2 hours to kill. So we went to the mall. We said Bryson, who's a resourceful guy and quick. And
I would enlist with him.
Oh, I would enlist with Bryson.
Yeah.
And we said, we have 2 minutes to go anywhere in this mall. And after the 2 minutes is up, all 9 of us are going to go and try and find you. You can go on any floor. You can go in any store. You can't go outside. But in this whole mall, you can hide. And we didn't give a time limit. We just said, we'll see how long it takes. Mm-hmm. And if it's like, if you make eye contact with them, then you're found. Because we don't want to be like literally running through the mall and chasing them down. So he left. And so we had team on the top floor, team on the third, second, and first.
We did not have anyone on the first floor at the start. We only had six people.
Yeah, and then more joined us.
We ran into Lupe and Cameron. I somehow found them before we found Bryson.
Yeah. Well, they weren't hiding.
Oh, dude, it was awesome. And he had to change stores every 2 minutes. So he had to be somewhere out in the walkway. But it was a Saturday, and so there was literally thousands and thousands of people there. And so he said he was going to buy a whole dang out, like a whole new outfit and like a hat or something. He was
wearing some brown jackets.
That one thing about the Galleria, it's also incredibly expensive. Most stores, they do have some normal stores as well, but a lot of them are like Louis Vuitton or whatever.
There was a...
But it was fun because we weren't like disruptive. It's not like we were chasing him through the dang mall. We were just walking around like regular people and see if we could see him.
Could have gotten the PA and just shout.
I thought about that. Where's my friend? I walked past a podium, a security guard, and I was like, what is a way I could word this so that Bryson has to show up here?
All your friends are dead. Bryson,
come down to the first floor,
and you might be able to resuscitate them.
Yeah. Only you, true love's kiss, can bring them back to life. Yeah, couldn't find him. I searched through the entire underwear bin at Victoria's Secret. He was not in there.
I thought about that.
Me and Parker went there for like 30 minutes in Victoria's Secret trying to find him.
We walked past it.
The only store that I walked past and didn't go in was Spencer's because I was just like, he's not gonna go hide in the bin.
He
wouldn't go and crouch in a corner in Spencer's, I hope.
Yeah, that would be too scary. But that's exactly what he wanted us to think.
Yep.
Because he was
hiding in Spencer's. So I went in there for
about
an hour.
Yeah, he could have gone like a changing room in JCPenney's or something. And,
yeah.
But he had to
To implement that rule because 2 minutes off of just getting go and hide in the mall would be.
So if we weren't like truly running, searching everything. Because we didn't want to just like run through.
Yeah, we didn't want to go into like changing rooms and go through every single room of every store. There's some stores that are like four levels and they have like rooms in them and it's like.
And then they have staircases to the other. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be impossible.
Inside the store.
It's to change stores every 2 minutes.
And
it was fun, dude. We got to get a big enough space. We got to do that like outside. Like you have to get from this point in Longview to this point in Longview without anybody seeing you.
Okay, listen to this. I don't know. I don't think Hannah will listen to this episode.
Okay.
But this is what I'm thinking for her birthday. It's her 25th birthday.
Kidnap. Take her to Mexico.
I was talking with Hope and Hayden about it a little bit. But Hayden brought up the idea of like, because she loves the movie National Treasure.
When's her birthday? Oh, this
month,
the
25th. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Am I gone? I might be gone.
March 25th?
Probably.
Oh, we don't care.
Yeah, you are gone.
Something like that.
But, we're doing it before then, though.
Good. Okay.
But I think it's Friday the 22nd. We're going to do we're thinking National Treasure. Basically, get everybody together at the house.
He's back in the parking
lot. And it's a scavenger hunt all over Longview.
Oh.
Like, you have to go find these different things to get the Declaration of Independence at the end. I don't know. But I just wanted to, was thinking like we'll do some big scavenger hunt across Longview, basically.
Okay.
With teams. I haven't had any other details figured out, but just something like that.
It's a fun idea. If she listens to this, we're not doing it?
No, we will. We already kind of talked to her about it to see if that's even something that she would want to do. And let's be honest, anything we plan is going to be so fun. So
Let's be honest.
So that's something that I'm thinking about. But
what would have to be the objective? If we were to do the thing where it's like a person get from one point to the other,
it'd have to be from one house. We'd have to have
a clear objective. Like,
that would be so easy.
You think?
Yeah.
Not if we made the objective. This is what we'd have to do. Enough.
You have if you to had get, to hit certain landmarks.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Here we go.
So, that would be good. Not from point A to point B. You have to hit all these places but not in a certain order.
Yeah.
But you Before have to go to all these places.
So we used to do, we used to play Bloody Wolf, which is where one person hides, everybody looks for him.
Yeah, I've heard that.
We'd play at the elementary school across from our house, which was massive. And it was the perfect place. But what if we did, kind of that same idea, but my parents' neighborhood, there's only two ways in.
That's true.
So it's a ton of houses. If we did some kind of like, you have to, the objective of the game is to get to my parents' house or to get to some location.
To leave the neighborhood.
You have to leave the neighborhood. And not necessarily like we're just sitting at the entrance, but we're searching the streets, like trying to find them. And they're
how
only
would you
on
make
foot.
It so that you can't only just stay in the other entrance? You'd have to have the, like, this seekers have an objective too or something.
Or maybe it's only on foot and you have to get to my parents' house somehow. And you can have one person by my parents' house, but if you get to, like, the front door, if you're able to get to the front door and you can't, like, we couldn't stand on the property. The people that are seeking, you can never be on my parents' property until you see them gunning for the front door.
I don't know. Then you can just stand right outside the property.
Yeah, but there's so many bushes and
street
and things around it. Yeah, you could be out on the street.
No, the street that their house is actually on.
Oh,
I don't know. People might get freaked out. A bunch of hooligans running around their neighborhood. They might get shot.
Nah, that we're too much in the city.
You get shot for walking on the sidewalk.
We could do something out here. This property is big enough. True. Oh, Dangerfield.
Oh,
so far.
That's true.
I think
maybe here.
Bro, I'm saying
you have to get from here to Dangerfield.
Oh, you have 30 days, and you can't use a car.
Yeah, that's much shorter than just driving to Dangerfield and doing something there.
Yeah, driving that would take way too long, way too far.
Give me 30 days.
Give me 30 days there. Instead of 45 minutes. Yeah, I think that would be fun.
You want to send it? Want to land this plane?
Yeah, let's land it safely, unlike all the other aircrafts that have been crashing.
Woo.
I heard that these plane crashes, apparently it's super common. They just didn't get reported last year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Are you serious?
Well, there's a way to track how many... like crashes are happening. It turns out this year has not had more than average.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Oh, so I'm fine.
You're fine.
I was getting a little freaked out to fly in a couple weeks, but I'm probably okay. Haley's sister just flew here.
Yeah, that's true.
She was fine.
Well, they crashed.
If she can do it, I can do it. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, dang it.
But, you know, she survived.
They're fine. They made it.
She jumped right as the plane was about to hit the ground. She jumped up.
Perfect timing.
Perfectly
always
timed.
Always wondered why people didn't do that.
And she did. And she survived. And so did her kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They don't understand gravity. Or like if you're falling from a plane, why do you need a parachute? Just jump before you touch the ground. Or right when you touch down the ground, jump. Counteract.
If you're a split second too late, though, you have to do it early enough towards before you hit the ground.
Yeah.
Hit the ground and try to jump. You can't. Your legs are broken. And your entire body is flattened.
Flattened perfectly? I think it'd be perfectly flattened.
You know what's really interesting? Actually, it's not that interesting. We might cut this out. But I was watching a video of a guy on top of a train car, and he was standing on top of a train car.
Yes.
And the train car was moving very fast. And he jumped up and did a backflip and landed right where he jumped up from. It's just so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
On top?
What? On top of a train car.
Really? Yeah. I feel like we've talked about this before, because I have spent a lot of time thinking about that.
It doesn't have anything to do with wind.
No, it's...
it's your momentum.
Yeah. Whatever you were... he was, like, attached. His body used to be attached to the train. Technically.
Well,
technically,
he's just already moving 50 miles an hour this way.
Right, right.
So
that's
if you're running and moving 50 miles an hour and you jump, you're not just going to jump straight up. You're going to jump forward as, like, probably 50 miles an hour. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's so sick.
Literally so sick.
Are you sure he didn't kind of propel himself forward a little bit? That'd be pretty hard to...
he did a backflip. And it was like not even face.
A gainer.
Literally not even a gainer.
Oh my gosh.
But he was like facing sideways too. So it wasn't facing the way it was going or the way that it was coming from. It was facing sideways.
The backflips off the train.
Have you seen, I feel like there's definitely some movie out there. I can't remember exactly which one.
Yes.
Where they're running on top of the train and the train's going into a tunnel and they like,
Polar Express.
They run and jump up off the train, up the wall of the tunnel that the train's going into, do a backflip, and like land behind the person they're attacking. Or like maybe they flip up and then they land somewhere in the car. Imagine you're like, the train's going like 50 or 60. You go to do that. But you're going 60 miles an hour. So you go, boom, flatten.
Yeah, if you think about it that way, it's obvious. If you're on a train, it's moving towards a brick wall.
And then you're like going to try
tunnel.
And
as soon as you're about to hit the tunnel, you jump up. You're not just going to like stop right in front of the brick wall. You're going to jump up and...
yeah, you're not going to jump up, be able to perfectly jump into a flip. Yeah. You're like going
to
go...
that's actually a great way to think about it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to think about it. Yeah. You're going to get smashed.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. If you're listening right now and you're on top of a train...
look out. Watch out for tunnels. You will get smashed.
Yeah, it makes me want to play Red Dead.
Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to play that about for days.
Robbing a train.
We need Uncle Nate to experience Red Dead Redemption.
Dude. Yeah, he's on his way to... Did are your parents already? Going to Galveston?
Yes, they are. I forgot.
They don't even have a house yet.
No, they're going to figure it out, dude.
I know.
People are too, let's make a plan before we go. Yeah, okay.
Right. People are way too much into that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to cancel the Airbnb for your bachelor party. We'll just stay in the woods.
We'll be fine. We'll build a cabin out there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for listening, you guys. We promise we'll be back next week with an episode.
Yes, honestly.
A sudden surprise, no episode.
Yeah. So fun being here with the boys.
So fun.
And drinking Red Bull. And water.
Mm-hmm.
Red Bull, sponsor us, please.
All right.
Have a good rest of your week, you guys.
Peace.